Blog Talk Radio.
Hola, 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 señorita. Hola, everybody. Hola, everybody. I mean, there's guys, females. Hola. Adios, whatever. Beans and seeds. I mean, I don't know what the fuck is going on. Anyway, but this is Angry Bastard Radio. This is the first ever Latin Fever episode we've ever done. We've never did a Spanish show, so you gotta bear with me, because at the end of it, I was actually gonna switch the show from 8 p.m. to 8:30, because I started realizing that there was a lot of music that I could download that's brand new. So depending on how this show jumps off, I might make, let's see, it's over at 10, I might make an 11 o'clock show. That way I can download some more music and bring that shit to the, you know, to the event. Or I might just, you know what I mean, I'll probably just, you know what I mean, fucking schedule one, you know, next Friday. You know, depending on how much love we get on this one. Hit us up, myspace.com/angry_bastard_radio. I'm your host, GQ. We got a good show. This is Angry Bastard Radio, Latin Fever Friday, the station that lets you speak your mind. Listen at 4 of NYC's funniest, angry, mad, roastful, smooth, angry bastards 5 days a week, where we will be filling you in with all the latest gossip, drama, sex secrets, new music, prank calls, mama jokes, as well as letting you folks have the chance to roast somebody or air somebody out or shit on them. I'm your boy GQ, and I'm holding it down. And it's going to be a special event. So make sure you tune in, you show love, you spread the word, because this is Angry Bastard Radio, and it's a program on a rise. You will be, this isn't the first you, I mean, this might be the first you heard from us, but it definitely won't be the last. You got an hour and 56 minutes left with us. So, hit us up. You know? So, I mean, I'm pretty much going to say, I'm going to start off with this. On the Latin Fever, a little blast from the past. I already know what it is. This is Zion featuring Don Omar, Fantasma. Keep it locked on Angry Bastard Radio. Let's do this Latino style.
Exclusivo. DJ Papa.
cabra, ni tu novio, ni su toita, ni su alicate que roncan de tropa. ¡Hotel! Van a calarse la ropa.
Welcome back, welcome back. Boy GQ. And I'm holding it down right now. This is Angry Bastard Radio. This is Latin Fever. Oh yeah, I'm really feeling it too. I feel like this is going to be a good outcome. Hit us up, myspace.com/angry_bastard_radio. There's a jam line to hit us up. If you want to make a request, or you just want to shout us out, or you want to give us some Latin gossip, or better yet, if y'all want to just call up and shout out your race, where you're calling from, or where you're holding it down from, 914-338-1782. Like, for instance, hey, what's up? My name is Felix, and I'm Boricua, holding it down in New York, New York, baby. Woo! What's that, you know? I'm more than, I'm more, you know, whatever y'all call us, you know, monkeys, trapapalo, I mean, it is what it is. But, hold on, oh man, there's always something. Yeah, but, this is the first time we've ever did a show like this, and, depending on the outcome, which I feel as though should be great, we might have an official Latin Fever Fridays every Friday. So what we do here, what it consists of is we'll play new music, old music, talk about Latin news, we'll talk about what's going on in the world, Latin-wise. And Latin consists of Puerto Rican, Dominican, Cuban, Colombian, Brazilian. I know they said Brazilians aren't really Spanish, but, you know, I add them in there, too, because I think, you know, majority of some, you know, Brazilians are sexy. That's the one that was born with a chocha. Anyway, we're going to keep it moving. Like I said, I'm still in the process of trying to download some other tracks for you people, so it's not just all old school. We got a brand new track by Don Omar. What we normally do is, like, around the beginning of the show, we just play, you know, music or whatever. This special event, we play, you know, reggaeton. And it's like, you know, I'll talk here and there, and then I wait till the rest of my crew gets up in here. And once they get in the building, then that's when the show really starts. So 9 times out of 10, like a good 45 minutes of music, and then the rest of the show, you know, we do this talking thing. Now, remember, this is a talk radio. It's not just radio, listening to music radio. So there's, I just found out, like, this girl I used to talk to, she didn't like reggaeton, but she was Puerto Rican. I thought that was odd. But I don't listen to African music, and I'm African-American. So then again, I do listen to African music. If it has a good beat, I'll listen to it. But 9 times out of 10, I don't know what the hell they're saying in reggaeton. They could be saying, fuck all niggas, and, you know, I hope they die. And I'll be jamming to it like, ooh, this joint is shit. You know what I mean? So it's like, it is what it is, but I'm going to keep it moving, and I'm going to play some more tracks. So y'all keep it locked. It's Angry Bastard Radio. Station lets you speak your motherfucking mind. Make sure you hit us up, 914-338-1782. Once again, it's 914-338-1782. Let's get Latin spicy. It never works when you try to, you know, make your own word Latin spicy. Is that even a word?
I'm pretty sure that's not a word. Oh, man, this is hood. My phone is, like, in the process of dying, and I got this crappy-ass phone charger that my brother sold to me. I should have known it was a ripoff. Anyway, let's go. I'm going to bring it back with some ragada, 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 ragada. What, wishing?
Medio millón de copias obligados.
Si no estás bailando con ella, salte.
El dúo de la historia, el más flojo.
Suelta.
y'all ain't know. PR. It's the RQLE, baby. Come on, come on.
Tony Jones.
We sing John Dell.
Come on.
He say, I call your poppy. Who's a little bit your top of the bomb? Maybe a little bit can catch you middle by the bar. You freak the yard. Pulling the hair, back shots to the rim. Cause women can't deny that guap, that Bentley or not. The house on the hill with the six-car garage. The Gucci, the Fendi, the Louis Vuitton. The Ruby, the Don. In the club with bottles of Pirates, your way rosé. So icy like Gucci Mane, trying to get up in that Gucci Mane. If she front, I'm a bag of friend and Manon. Over there, I'm lying.
Welcome, people. Welcome back. Your boy GQ holding down Angry Bastard Radio. Latin Friday night. This is the first time we have Friday night. A couple of people stopping by. Guess you know how we do. I do like I do it like I do it for TV. We're going to be having a lot of Latin jokes. Latin jokes. Latin news. Latin music. Talking about different Latin foods. This is a Latin event. It's like another Puerto Rican parade or a Dominican parade or a Cuban parade or a Colombian parade or a Dominican parade or, you know what I mean, a Salvadorian parade, you know, Ecuadorian parade. Doing our thing. Hit us up, 914-338-1782. I want to give a big shout out to all my new row. Thing is, Nuro. I'm about to fuck it all up. So I'm just going to say it in English. I want to give a big shout out to all the New York Spanish people out there holding it down. It's cold out there. I want to give a big shout out to all the Spanish, all the Puerto Ricans in Puerto Rico, all the Dominicans in the Dominican Republic, all the Cubans in Cuba, all the El Salvadorians in Salvador. all the Mexicans in Mexico. I want to give a shout out to all the Venezuelans in Venezuela. All the Brazilians in Brazil. All the Chileans in Chile. All the Samoans. I don't think Samoans is Spanish, though. I'm going to give a shout out to them anyway. All the Samoans in Hawaii and on the west side. Hit us up, Angry Bastard Radio. MySpace.com/Angry_Bastard_Radio. Brooklyn! Big shout out to Nana, holding it down in Brooklyn. Big shout out to Cuba, holding it down in, we don't know. And so forth and so forth. Next up, we're going to keep it moving with some old to the new reggaeton.
It's a damn shame I'm a nigga and I got shit popping.
I got shit cracking. We got an hour and 36 minutes left with Latin Fever thing. Keep it locked. We will be talking very soon. Very, very soon. So just sit back, kick back, and relax. And keep it going. This next joint up here, this is your boy, Don Odomal. Don Odomal. Matter of fact, no. Before I even play that, I want to play this one track I heard on the radio today. Now, it's not Spanish, but it's a mix, and the mix is hot. It's a hot-ass mix. So check this out. This joint is hot. This is actually the best top 25 songs of 2008. I just want to switch it up. I apologize about that. Spanish people out there, Latin people out there. I know it's a Latin day, but I got to play this track because, you know, this shit is pretty tight. Also, SD and 6-4 just popped up, so I want them to kind of check this joint out. So this is the best of 2008, all in one song. The DJ that did this is DJ Airworm, and he did a good job. Light up.
Thank you.
And this right here, since I didn't get a chance to play it last year, why not play it? This one they might actually enjoy this one better because they said this year, majority of the stuff that was on the top 25 was kind of slow stuff. But last year it was, kind of jumping. So this is the DJ Airworm 2007 edition. And then we're going to go fall back right back into the Latin special in 6-4 and SD. For being a fucking building officially.
Yeah.
6'4 SD in the fucking building. Shit. She was fire, man.
It's that Napa, man. Napa champ.
Welcome back, Angry Bastard Radio. I'm GQ, SSD. We got motherfucking 6'4 in the building. We're holding it down. Latin Fever Friday. You already know, spicing the Friday up with, you know, a little bit of Spanish flyness. Hit us up, 914-338-1782. Taking shout outs, dedications, every request until 10 o'clock in the PM.
Yo, it's this Fraggle Rock.
Make my stop. I'm gonna have to go off to the crib and get my phone charger. Cause see, I got this charger, and I'm using a car charger that someone sold me. But for some odd reason, the phone doesn't. The piece that sticks to the phone doesn't stay in the phone. It slides out. And I was just schooled by another brother that this is his old charger that the other brother sold me. So, I mean, he kind of pimped me and gave me this bullshit, and, you know, I fell for it. So, you know, it is what it is.
Victim of circumstance. Victim of something.
You live and you learn.
Harsh circumstance.
But,
Hold on. Whoa! I didn't say that. Yeah. That was my charger, punk.
Yeah, it was. It was a piece of shite.
Piece of shite, but I
keep her around. Yo, how come Spanish people have a parade every month?
I don't give a fuck.
But it's like black folks, we only have like one parade. And for some reason that parade always ends up, you know, with gunshots.
More than one.
Huh?
Parade 2001. We got another parade, bro.
Mm-hmm. You ready?
Yeah, we got one. What's that little one?
Yeah, that's not exactly for us, you know. The
African
parade. We got some African out there.
Eva Mendez, is she Puerto Rican?
Sexy too. I'll fuck the shit out of
Yeah. Eva Mendez and who's the Mexican?
I just,
Mexicans, Selma Hayek.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I didn't think Mexicans could look good until I saw her.
No, she was cute. She's bad. Even Mendez's eyes. She's like a bitch.
Of course.
She's a bitch that you can meet on the street, like regular. Like a regular looking chick. She's kind of pretty in the face, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I was in line at ShopRite, and
who would you give the business out of everybody, anybody in Hollywood? Like anybody, if you could give the business just one chick, but that's all it would be though. It wouldn't be nothing more than that. You know what I'm saying? Just giving her the business.
Laura Lund.
Oh yeah.
Kim Kardashian.
Oh no! New takes the cake right there.
Kim Kardashian. I don't know if she's Spanish or white. She looks Spanish.
Yeah, she do.
Nunu.
Nah, man. I mean, she's cool, but Kim Kardashian, man. I'm sorry.
I was worried, man. Oh,
yeah, man. And one thing I don't understand is how do Spanish people shit on Mexicans, but they celebrate the Mexican holiday.
I really don't give a fuck if I'm not Spanish.
Seriously. So, you can at least act like you give a fuck. I mean, if you didn't give a fuck, then what was the point of calling it, you know, tip for a day if you think they're going to be part of it?
Motherfucker. The station that lets you speak your mind, nigga.
Fuck up,
that's
nigga.
Number two, your mom told me that she was going to call up, you know what I'm saying? And me.
Oh, yeah?
I'm waiting for that bitch. So I could cut her legs along with the Spanish bitch's legs that need to be being spread. That's the only Spanish thing I give a fuck about.
No doubt. That's what's up. Your ignorance is showing. That's what's up.
It ain't ignorance. Any Spanish bitches out there who's willing to spread their legs, I'll let us. I know we're being very fucking rude or whatever the case is.
He's angry about the radio.
He acting like if a Spanish chick wasn't right here spreading legs, he wouldn't be getting the piece. Stop fronting, nigga. Stop putting up a whole angry bastard, nigga.
Angry bastard nation, man.
ABN radio, you heard it, man.
ABN, man, we coined it. Angry bastard nation, man. Niggas that don't understand it, man. Mm-hmm. That's what
Everything else is a farce.
You know what I'm saying? Like
everything else, like I've been saying, last long is a farce.
Everything else is an illusion.
Like someone I won't even mention right now. That last long is a farce.
Mm-hmm. Last. Yo.
Yeah. He's just fucking trying to do too much.
Too much, man.
Freshman.
Oh, look. Send him up.
Send him in.
Freshman.
Seedling.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so add us up. 914-338-1782. Call us up, shout out your race or your, you know, whatever Spanish, you know, you are, like if you're Dominican or Puerto Rican or whatever. It's amazing because the Dominican and Puerto Rican are like the two main ones.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a lot of people in the world don't even know shit about other Spanish cultures. I mean, I guess it really doesn't matter, but
light up.
Or, actually, I can't sit in a corner all day talking on the phone because this is very annoying. I need to look at the screen because I have to hold the charger in because it's a bootleg charger that I paid
$10 for. $10 I paid for.
$10, right? I paid $10 for.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, it is what it is.
Yo, nigga, you put that shit down, nigga. That's the whole fucking thing.
You
better lower your motherfucking voice.
Yeah, word.
Yo, you plug the charger in, and just fucking leave the phone in, and don't touch it. Put this on speaker, let it sit charge. That's how you do that.
I bet. You Rico Suave in the face ass, nigga.
Simbad. Come on now, you George of the
strong ass Simbad hairline you got, nigga.
You fucking Zangief. Mohawk, whole mohawk kind of face ass nigga.
Put some shoelaces in your boots, you bitch ass nigga.
Fucker. Gotta keep my war boots loose when I'm leaving prints on your face, nigga. Nigga, I put the bat to your mom's wave.
Wave,
and I stomped a permanent press on my thumbs. And gave it a boot.
10 marks on my teeth.
This is a Latin night. I'm going to play some Latin skits.
Mm. Playing Latin head. Let me slap some titties first.
Or preferably your mouth.
Hello. Roofing.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
All right. Look, I got a little problem here. I got some leaks up in the roof there.
Yeah.
I had some guys here yesterday, little Mexicans. They're up there whacking away at my roof. They tell me this, that, and the other thing. Next thing you know, it rains. I got the rain coming right down inside. I went up there. You know, they're trying to show me this, that. I fired the two of the fuckers off on their fucking head. They don't know what the fuck they're doing up there. My wife's up there poking around. She's making like she knows what the fuck is up. I fired her down onto the fucking car. Hey, now, what I need here, buddy, is I need this fucking thing done right. Tell me what you can do for me.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not fucking putting you on, man. This is aggravating me now. This shit's going on. My wife, she's up there poking around like she knows what the fuck she's doing. I kick her right up the fucking ass, threw her down onto the fucking car. Show me what you can do now. I really need this. It's all along the side of the fucking house. The water's coming in like a sieve. Hey, this is a fucking joke, huh? Come on, buddy. Help me out here.
Okay, what's your name?
Frank Rizzo.
Spell it.
R-I-Z-Z-O.
R-I-Z-Z-O.
Yeah, now this has been going on for years now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The rain just comes in. It's like buckets on my fucking head. It's getting out of line now. I got the fucking kids up there playing on the fucking roof. This is bullshit.
Give me your address.
It's 503 5th Street.
503
5th
Street.
All right, listen.
Mm-hmm.
What do? You go up there with the kettles, the pots, the fucking hot shit? What do? Talk to me.
Well, I have to come see what...
All right, because you know what happens. See, I got a lot of fucking problems. These little Mexican fuckers, they were up there with the hot shit.
Mm-hmm.
And they're fucking joking. They were up there slapping each other with the hot mops. I don't need this kind of shit. All right?
Yeah.
So I had to go up there. I threw the two fuckers right down in the yard. Split their fucking heads. Out of here.
Well, who'd you hire to do that?
I don't know the name of the fuckers. I thought I was going to get a little break on the price. The little bastards are up on the roof running around like fucking retards.
Huh. Well?
One of them come through the fucking window. He thinks he's cute. He's playing his little games. He fired his friend through my fucking window. He landed down in the living room. And I can't have this shit. All right, Bob, you help me out there.
Okay.
All right? I want you to come over here. You look at the fucking roof. You get your hands right in there and get your hands fucking dirty and you see what the problem is.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll see if we can fix this shit up.
Huh.
Okay?
Hey, I'll give you a call.
All right, if I get in your way anything like that, you fire me down into the fucking yard, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Hey, you fire me down into the fucking yard. Fire me
down.
Yeah.
Whoa. You better not be lying to me, man.
You better not be lying to me, man.
Uh-huh.
In the car, man.
Put him in the car. Put him in the fucking car.
I knew you was a snitch, Shelly.
Word, I knew you was a snitch.
I knew you was a snitch, Shelly.
Hello.
Hello.
Right, this is Kitzel. I want you to put a hairpiece on a fella I got working for me. I own a nice big store, and I got some kid I took off the street, but he looks so silly. I told him, why don't you get one of them hair pieces on? But he gets pretty offended because you don't speak English too good.
Well, sure, we can fix him up.
I met him on the street. He was picking daisies and whatnot. I said, hey, you want a job? I'll give you a job. And he said, I don't know what he said, truthfully. I can't understand him.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but what he needs a good hairstyle because I don't know. I don't know. Something about his appearance.
Where do you want to...
Why, his name is Pico or something like that.
Pico?
Right.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, this is Pico.
Yeah, Pico.
He wants to make me get a hair on top of my head because so he don't like my hair the way it is now.
Well, that's good. We can fix you up. I have one.
Okay, how did you, what did you do, the plugs or something like that?
No, I got fix you up a nice hairpiece.
Okay, that sounds good. I put it on top of my head because I don't, what do you do, how do you do it?
Well, you got this tape, you just stick it up there and it stays there.
Well, and what, I tape this piece of hair, I tape it on the back of my neck, or how does it
go? No, you tape it on the hairpiece and it sticks on your head.
Hold on, you talk.
Hey, why don't you get off the gut? Yeah, go back to work.
Hello.
Yeah, what, you know, I wanted to get a hairpiece, but I don't really appreciate you.
I'm only trying to explain something to him. He's trying to tell me.
Get away from me. I don't appreciate you trying to take my business away speaking to the guy like this. Because, you know, he got to get to work.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, because... get back. Go to work.
Who the hell are you?
I said go to work. Hey, yeah, I don't know where you get off speaking to him about hairstyles when he got work to do.
Yeah, I see.
You know, I caught him stealing some peanuts and some money. And he keeps sending it to his family.
Hey, who in the fuck are you? You're a liar.
Hey, get back to work before I give you a beating. Okay, you there?
I'm here.
Right. Yesterday I kicked him so hard that I don't understand. He's acting crazy now.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because I kicked him in his little hiney.
Oh, I see.
Right. Okay, you're starting to, you're really getting on my case now. Okay, I'll see you later.
Okay.
I'll see you later, you bitch-ass nigga. Concrete. Hey, back to the radio.
Back to the concrete jungle.
Concrete jungle.
Word.
I'm going to the fuck down. Got the low-ass phone, low-ass mouthpiece.
Flattered.
We got motherfucking Billy the Kid in the building.
Angry bastard.
Angry bastard, Latin fever. Uh-oh. Whoa.
You sound like a female.
Whoa.
Yeah. That was sounding like a female. Yeah.
Yo, sweetheart, how are you doing?
Is there a female in presence?
What?
I guess not.
I think she might be phone shy.
So there is a female present. Come on, I smell the estrogen from here.
You see, you smell the what?
Smell the estrogen from here.
Mm-hmm. You smell
the estrogen from here.
I smell the hot plate full of beans and rice from here.
Oh, there you go.
Hey, everybody at the radio, what it do?
What's good, man?
Speak up. Who the fuck was a giggling female, man? That nigga's playing games. I ain't wearing a fucking low ride, knowing what the fuck I'm talking about.
Yo. Tell 6-4 stop making that noise, sign, and I'll unmute him. Silly bastard.
He's trying to give more power to the scene, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
He got you muted, nigga. Yeah, he said, unmute him.
What is that?
He said, unmute him.
Hold on.
Nah, you're not even live, dog. You're not live yet.
He's not live yet.
Yeah, he's talking. I'm like, you're not alive yet, man. This nigga truly is a piece of shit.
This is fucking on my stomach. motherfucker. That was better than kid. I think he thought, I'm not kidding. I can't do a show like this. Motherfucker. Nearly had me. Yeah, phone.
Yeah, your phone is sounding nervous.
It sounds very nervous.
It's because it's a Bluetooth I'm using, and it's like the charger is so small, like it's a car charger. It's for the car. But I have this extra plug that I can plug in the socket and then plug the car charger in that and make it a home charger. So, you know what I mean? Even in the car, when I put the piece in the back, in the bottom of the thing, I have to hold it on my lap. I can't do it like regular charger, like just put it down and it still be stuck in there. No, because it's a piece of shite. And at the time, I had the money. So he's like, $10. All right, $10, boom, hold that. Now my pocket is a little tight, and I'm just thinking about how I got ripped off for a charger, $10. I went to Walmart, I got one, $5.
Records, man. If he's signed to you, I can't sign.
Yeah, waving you records. It's a 10th power. It is what it is, though. Hit us up, myspace.com/angry_bastard_radio. Latin Fever Friday.
JJ's mom. This is Baba. Butt and slap. And slap tittle. Call up if you want to slap his mom's butt. You can slap his mom's butt with your bare hand. Or
free.
Or rub some oil on it. For like $10
for free. We got an hour and 3 minutes left.
Nah, I'm paying for the oil. Maybe I pay for the oil. I'm paying.
For
the oil. Or, you gotta pay me.
Hey, yo, ladies, if y'all nervous to call up, you feel as though, oh, they might get my number or. Oh, something, whatever.
Oh, I don't want none of y'all chicks' numbers, man.
All you gotta do is call up and block your number. That's it. Even lame ass dudes out there, block your number, call up, shout out where you from, shout out what country you repping, and you can either easily bounce.
Mm-hmm.
Or ladies, you can talk to the elder gods right there. I mean,
bounce like a surgeon. That's what you could do. Bounce like a fucking basketball.
Yeah.
Snuggle like the fabric softener.
Yeah, motherfucker. I might actually have to schedule like an hour show. The late night joint. I really didn't get to promote like I wanted to.
Yeah. I'm not really.
I mean. Because I'm such a kind guy, I actually help somebody out on my day off.
What it is. And the ball of her mouth, fiction.
I'm about to go to the crib, go get this charger so I can come back and do a real show. You know, I'm a fat bastard, so I'm going to go get me some pizza, come back over here. You always tell when a nigga guy gets paid, you know, when he starts buying stupid stuff with his money. Right now, we're going to keep it moving with a little bit of Don Omar, Bell Bay. Keep it locked on here. Angry Bastard Radio. I gotta go home and get my charger. No. Why? Yeah. Yeah. Follow me to the, I gotta turn the switchboard off real quick.
Okay, take us a time.
Well, call me as soon as you get there. You working tomorrow?
Oh, unlock the truck.
I will look. This is the call me as soon as you get to where you got to go. All right. Call me as soon as you get where you get. Go. Call me as soon as you get. What? I work tomorrow.
Yo.
Is this shit how we just come out at the same time?
Yo, FD, unlock the truck.
What'd you say, SD? What?
Try FD, unlock the truck.
Hey, give a shout out to the,
I'm not getting on the phone.
Give a shout out to the Spanish.
I'm not getting on the phone. Tell my son to do it.
Yo, dog, give a Spanish shout out to, Baby Passive Radio. No, Spanish. I mean, don't you know some Spanish?
Yeah, but we're not talking on that shit right now.
I say something in Spanish. Curse.
No.
Curse or something.
No.
Cabron. Yeah, cabron. You hear that? You hear the little kid talking cabron. This is Latin Fever Friday.
No, I'm
Latin Fever Friday. Whoa, come on now. It's GQ. The name is GQ. Yeah, my nigga. Yo, call me as soon as you get where you're going. Yo.
That doesn't mean, oh, hey, how you doing?
You know, tomorrow, that means call me as soon as you get where you get. Silly bastard. Yo. Yo.
Yo.
Alright. Dude, this is some bullshit, because fucking... Ah, man. That fucking bitch. I'm about to go shoot all over the fucking, I'm about to be out and go to the, where my destination is, and I bump into her. Someone that I'm not getting no coochie from. Yo, where's SD at?
Where is the at? I don't know. Inside your mom's gut, I guess.
Oh, yeah, you guess?
Yeah.
I mean, aren't you supposed to know it? Weren't you supposed to know that shit? You guess?
I don't know. I mean, I'm only getting wind of the information.
Yeah, I bet you are.
And your mom's butt is open anyway, so I figured somebody's probably in there. Why not have it?
We might want to repeat this stuff, you stuttering motherfucker.
He has a free pass to his fucking arms and doing just like me.
Yeah.
And Wild Water Butt Kingdom.
Wild Water Butt Kingdom?
That shit on your mom.
Did you come up with that all by yourself?
Nah, I came up with my nut.
Oh, yeah, let's think about it. You retarded bastard, get out of here.
Of course I'm thinking about it, you dick, but I'm not thinking about boning your mom again because I think she got crazy. I gave her something because I fucked her with a dirty dildo.
Yeah, no doubt. It sounds good.
Mm-hmm. Don't be mad, Twan.
Twan.
Yeah, fooling. Fall back and fall flat.
Yeah, no doubt, silly bastard. Tricks is for kids.
D-D-D-D-O! D-D! I-D-O!
Y estás a sueño que tuve despierto. Un recuerdo leve de esto que siento. Una sacudida a mis salidas. La cima de un beso en un brinco suicida. Su fuente de energía cautiva mis sensores. Pues no hay quien la controle. Cuando baila incendia, tiene dentro esa chispa que quema transistores. Y bebe de un elixir que enciende sus motores. Sagrada una diva virtual. Chequea cómo se vende.
Me agotó la batería, su técnica.
su modelo vino con cintura clásica, con los movimientos de la mujer biónica. Tiene algo de robot en su táctica, me agotó la batería, su técnica. Su modelo vino con cintura clásica, con los movimientos de la mujer biónica. Sé que como se menea, y es ese sueño que tuve despierto, un recuerdo leve de esto que siento, una sacudida a mis salidas, la cima de un beso en un brinco suicida, su fuente de energía cautiva mis sensores, pues no hay quien la controle, cuando baila encendía, tiene dentro esa chispa que quema transistores, y bebe de un elixir que enciende sus motores. Como se menea,
estamos trabajando por encima de sus expectativas, de eso se trata. Algunos años luz antes que todos ustedes. Siempre voy a vivir ahí. No mires para mi galaxia.
So light up. Aim down and light the fuck up. Lag Fever Fridays. I'm a little disappointed because, well, I'm not disappointed because, like I said, I had today off, and because I wanted to be kind and helpful, and also I didn't want nobody fucking my stores up, I actually worked on my day off and didn't get paid. That's that nigga shit. Well, actually, that's that Mexican shit. But, I mean, in the long run, I know what's going on in my store. So that cut back on a lot of time that I was going to be using to prepare for this show. And I didn't promote like I wanted to. You know what I mean? Because, tell you the truth, this show was supposed to be on Thursday. It was supposed to be Thursday, Latin Thursday. Well, Latin Fever Thursday. But, you know what I mean? Shit ain't really go right because I was working all day. But today, since I was off, I was going to make it happen. Unfortunately, I didn't get to promote like I wanted to. I sent a couple of comments here and there on MySpace. So it's like, if people are listening, they're listening, and they just don't want to fucking call up. I mean, if that's what it is, then that's, I can't, you know, explain that. Like, that's what the people want, and that's what the people get, you know what I mean? But it would be nice for the motherfucker to call up and, you know, shout out there, you know, where the fuck, you know, what race they are. It would be nice for that to happen, but you motherfuckers are headed, so, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, especially if you call it now, I'm not nowhere near the fucking screen, so I can't really, you know, do like I want. But I'll tell you one thing, if motherfuckers don't call up, I'm just going to do the little chat line thing. Oh, and for those of you that be on the donut, you know, chat line, whatever you're listening now, the New York Donut is back. That's 718-770-3006. That shit is back. It's just not jumping because fucking a lot of motherfuckers don't know about it. Don't you hate when you have a lighter and the motherfucker does not work at all? Or it has like a little flame, so you got to put the cigarette or the blunt or whatever fuck you use to light. You got to put it like close to it, but not too close because you don't want to go too close because then, you know what I mean, the fucking lighter is going to fucking go off. And then it's like, the shit is out, and there's a bunch of dumb shit. Now, I just pulled up to Mikasa, and you're going to hear Rock. You're going to hear a quick, that's a fucking, I'll bring it with me. Yeah. I just pulled up to the crib. So, you know. First, I got a. Yeah, I mean. See, if I had, like, some power on my phone, I'd go do, you know, everything in one deal, one shot deal, because I want to go get some fucking pizza or some shit. How come Spanish people like birds? Like, if y'all never noticed, Spanish people love birds. Like, I don't understand that. Every Spanish person that I know likes birds. Like, what the fuck is so special about birds? I mean, they're the worst animal to have. These motherfuckers shit everywhere. Like, they shit every cocky, caca, doo-doo, feces, whatever the fuck you want to call it. It's everywhere. Why the fuck would you have a bird? Like, that'd be a pain in the ass to have a fucking bird. Oh, and clean his cage and feed him a little scoop motherfucker. And there's shit everywhere. Hey, get out of here. Get. Come on. Come on, get out of here. Come on, get your ass out of here. Come on, get out of here. Hey, I'm a grown-ass man with cats. Hey. Don't even do it to yourself. Came all the way over here for a fucking charger. This is bullshit. Yeah, we will be making a later show. Yeah, I mean, because I kind of want to promote. I know there'll be a lot of motherfuckers working on chat line and promote. Hey, back up. Don't even go in there. Shit, bastard. What the fuck is my kid got? You know what? I hate when I roll up and shit's not, you know, I'm not getting no type of fucking, here we go. Let's try this again, people. Is it a success? Nope. Bullshit. I wonder how the weed is in Puerto Rico. I wonder how the weed is in Puerto Rico. Word up. You know what I mean? Is it pure? Is it the same shit like Jamaica, or is it bullshit? Like, I wonder. That shit that I wonder about. I mean, fucking a Cuban. Cubans are cool. I mean, I ain't never been with one, but they're cool. Yeah, I mean, but it's amazing because Cubans, majority of Cubans look white. You know what I mean? If you was to ask me what my favorite, what my best race was, I'd have to say, damn, dog, what are you in a rush? Silly motherfucker. Yeah, but I had to say my favorite race would have to be, It's a tie between Brazilian and Colombian. Because it's like, I've never been with neither one, you know what I mean? But it's like, Colombians, I like craziness, man. I like craziness. Colombians is crazy. Like, they're stabbing quicker than motherfuckers. And Brazilians is just sexy, you know what I mean? It is what it is, though. What the fuck is calling me? Hold on, people. You know what? I hate hard-headed people. It's like you tell one person something, and then it's like you go, okay, well, look, I got to go. And they go, you know, they keep talking and talking and talking and talking and talking. You're like, yo, okay, here, pause. All right, yeah, no doubt, but I got to go. I mean, I'm on the show right now. I got to go. And they still want to fucking talk your ear off. Like, what are you, fucking retarded? I just said I had to go. Why the fuck are you still talking to me? Does that make any sense? Yo, everybody call the number at 914-338-1782. Call that in exactly 5 minutes, especially if you was waiting. Call up. We got, I don't even know how long the fuck we got. I don't know exactly how long we got, but fucking, it is what it is. I was actually trying to, because it's fucked up, because this nigga Fresh is Cuban. And we actually, I was like, well, no, nigga, I mean, if I do this show, I'm going to need you there, because I don't know Spanish like that, you know what I mean? Or Billy the Kid, I'm like, yo, Billy the Kid, you know what I mean? It was good. If I do this show, this nigga happen. But like I said, it's the first show, so the first show is always going to be kind of nervous. But the next Friday, because you know what? I do like this shit. I just got to be more organized. Next Friday is going to be a wrap. You know what I mean? So, okay. I might even do one Saturday. I might do one tomorrow just to, you know, kind of sum it up to see, you know, how to do it. But I'll probably do like a 30 to maybe an hour minute. I mean, 30 minutes to an hour. Hold on, people. No cuts. Let's go. Yeah, niggas. All right. It's about to be a wrap. Let me go back up in here. Hold it down. Like we do. I tell you the truth, I really don't feel like driving all the way in the boonies. I might have to have, I don't know, 6-4 of them probably hung up already. If they didn't hang up, I might have to have them hold the fort down so I can order this fucking food. And then I'm going to be on Xbox 360. Yo, ladies, the new hotspot is not Club 27. It's not Club Bamboo. It's not Club Shampoo. There's no club out there. Matter of fact, it's a club. It's called Club Xbox 360. I need to get up on it because that's on and popping right now. Every single chick that I they hung up. Every single chick that I bump into is like, yo, I have an Xbox 360. Let's play. You know what I mean? So it's like, it's definitely, you know, it's definitely a done deal. But, hit us up, 914-338-1782. Taking shout-outs, dedications, Envy Quest. Until the 10 p.m. hour. And while we wait, I'm going to play this track right here. I believe this is new. I'm not sure. It said it was new. So hopefully, let's see. Oh, wait a minute. I don't think it actually came up. Hold on, people. They said this shit. Oh, this shit never refreshed. Okay. All right, so then this is the deal. We're going to play this track right here. This is my shit right here. It's Tito El Bambino featuring Daddy Yankee. Keep it locked. Angry Bastard Radio.
Dímelo, tú me dices que te ibas a tomar conmigo. Aquí estoy, esperando por ti para irme contigo. Dímelo, tú me dices que te ibas a tomar conmigo. Aquí estoy, esperando por ti para irme contigo. Porque tú eres mía.
estás buscando y que pronto lo vas a encontrar. Oíste, yo amo paz, mera. Y la musa que me dieron, la Pel JM, no se compara con nada.
Memo, si que matarnos nos matamos. Ellos quieren que nos matemos. Más buscado. Y yo amo.
Por la bocina, Memo y yo en la cocina. Vitamina pa' dominar la femina. Estrésica pidiendo más, 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 más. Casina, Memo y yo en la cocina. Vitamina pa' dominar la femina. Estrésica pidiendo más, 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 más.
Se lo respiro, suspiro, no me provoque, yo dudo que tú me toques, yo estoy bien alto, no se equivoque, tranquilo, no me provoque, déjame mi nota, no me le explote, es un dios, quedo sin bote, Memo, me pediste que lo mate, dale 10-4, fuimos los cuatro, vato, ¿qué pasa si yo lo mato? Estos cabrones me acusan de asesinato en primer grado, yo que le meto desde décimo. Ustedes pesos, mucho maña pa' ti. Tú estás loco, no puedes. Te tira con Memo o con Yumo, te muere. Mucha maña pa' ti. Tú estás loco, tú puedes. Tú puedes, tú puedes, tú puedes, tú puedes, tú puedes.
Yo me entra que esta vez contra. Yo me entra que esta vez contra. Yo me entra que esta vez contra. Valva la villana de la sala.
La cocina, Memo llevo en la cocina. Vitamina pa' dominar la femina. Estrésica pidiendo más, 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 más. Memo, yo como que me lo imagino tú. Tú sabes que yo domino tú. Un sábado, en una disco, un pop, pop, cómodo. Como no los dos, dos, en el VIP, donde yo la vi, 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 vi. En una esquina sola, sola, sólida.
Mad shit and just talk shit over them. And if you choose to call up, you call up. I think I'm gonna do a show later on tonight. Yeah. Bye-bye. I think that's the wrong race. Let's keep it going with some more dynamite. Matter. Let's go. It's your boy GQ. We got 19 minutes left, people.
The mailbox is full and cannot accept any messages at this time. Goodbye.
Welcome back, people. It's your boy GQ holding down on Angry Bastard Radio. Latin Fever Friday. For the most part, I've been doing the show by myself, and then my two brothers came in, and then my cousin came in. My two brothers weren't really with it, but, you know what I mean? They're right. It is a station that lets you speak your mind. So the whole time, they're like, who cares? We don't care about this shit. And they don't care, but I listen to reggaeton. I love Spanish women. So I said, hey, why not? Let's come over to the show. Now, the original people that was supposed to be there, so that whether my brothers came in or not, because I didn't think they was going to show at all, but whether they came in or not, the people that was supposed to be there were the people that, once they hung up because they hear reggaeton music, I still have someone to at least talk to. I mean, I don't need somebody to talk to, but it would be nice. You know? First and foremost, light up if you got it. And like I said, fucking Fresh was supposed to be in. He's Cuban. And the Puerto Rican Queen Puerto Rico, she was supposed to be in the building, but, you know, she's busy doing her thing, you know. She's, you know, handling business. But she took some time out of her busy schedule to call up the show. So I want everyone to give a nice round of applause to Queen Puerto Rico.
Is there anybody even here?
No. We're the only people on there. Everyone else got bored and hungry.
A round of applause, man. Hold up. I got it for you.
Yeah, so, yeah, I got to give you a round of applause.
Yeah, at least I got it for somebody, though. That counts.
Yeah, hell yeah. Let me let Queen Puerto Rico feel at home real quick. Hold on, let me look for some talk over music.
Okay.
Let's see.
Put something nice. Don't go put in no dookie music.
No dookie music.
Yeah, no dookie music.
There we go. Isn't that a Yoy Voy Yoy?
It's a what?
What song is that?
I don't know. Oh, man. Is that Julio Voltio thing with that black dude?
What black dude? It says Looney Tunes.
Looney Tunes? Oh. You got any wishes on them?
Oh, yeah, I got that. Yeah, hold on. Let me switch up the instrumentals. Yeah. And this beat is hot. I love Spanish. I love all types of music. Spanish music is like, it's from the soul. It's like from within. And you can vibe out, you can smoke, or even if you don't smoke, you can just sit back and just listen to the music. And me, I don't know what the fuck they're saying, but the voice, their voices, when they speak Spanish, go with the tunes and go with the beat. And I just vibe off and just listen. And I just start putting in my head, like, whatever they're saying, I'll say, well, maybe they're saying this. You know, you kind of hear if they're crying, they're probably saying, like, hey, mommy, don't go nowhere, I love you, some shit like that. I don't know. So, how's life in the motherland? Yeah. Oh, man. I think she, I believe she hung up. That sucks. I want to talk to myself. All right, well, people, know what it is. See, I have some news, and I'm pretty sure y'all know about it, but I don't want to talk about it because I'd rather just talk to somebody like, yo, did you know that such and such did this or such and such did that? So I guess this show was the test show. But, you know, it is what it is. Like I said, this was a test show. I wanted to see how it was going to come out. I didn't really have the time to, like, in like I wanted to. So it's like, you know what I mean? It's ridiculous. Hold on, let me put this beat on real quick. I don't want to talk over dry air. Alright, there we go. Yeah, so it's like, this was kind of like the test, because I wanted to see how it would work out. Like, do I have enough music? Do my instrumentals on point? Like I said, someone actually off of a chat line was like, yo, if you really on the radio, y'all should do like a Latin night, like Latin Thursdays or some shit like that. I was like, you know what, it's not a bad idea. Yeah, I mean, it'll bring the Spanish crowd towards us. So, you know what I mean? It would be a wrap. So I'm like, well, you know what? Fuck it. Now, it was originally supposed to be Latin Fever Thursdays, but that didn't jump off because I was stuck at work and my job that I get paid money for. I was stuck at work, so I was like, fuck it. And I got on, and then I was like, look, you know what I mean? I don't know if anybody's calling the switchboard, but I'm not there. So we're going to do it from 7 to 9 today. But that didn't happen. I ended up doing it from 8 to 10. And we have 8 minutes left. And Queen Puerto Rico is back in the building. But it's like, this is kind of like the test. Like, just to see how it will work out, you know, and all that. And it seemed like, you know, it's a done deal. I found 2 sites once it was too late. You know, too late to, you know, reschedule it. But I found 2 sites where I can get, like, old reggaeton and new reggaeton 5 months. So they have reggaeton is new in January. Now next is February. You know what I mean? So now that I got the reggaeton part, I can be pushing more reggaeton out there, you know, and all that. Now what I'm trying to come up with is I'm going to have a night where I do all freestyle. Not, you know, that's what we're going to do. I'm going to do a dance night. I don't know when. 6-4 and SD definitely ain't going to be on there. My brothers, they're not going to be on there for shit. But this is for the people. You know what I mean? I know a lot of Spanish people love freestyle. So what I'll do is on Latin Fridays, I'll play old and new reggaeton. We'll talk about whatever. Hopefully Queen Puerto Rico can be on every Friday. And Fresh the Cuban, he can be on there every Friday, and we can have a nice little Spanish hosting going on. And if callers call up, or if someone doesn't know English and they need, you know, anyone to get advice or whatever, they can talk to either Queen Puerto Rico or Cuban Fresh, or what, Fresh the Cuban, whatever. Fresh Cuban.
Freshly Cuban.
Huh?
Freshly Cuban.
Yeah. So it's like, you know what I mean? Or if you want to talk to, you know, someone American, you know, brown skin, whatever, a brother, you need some brother advice, you can definitely hit me up. I'm GQ. Now, the original host on here is me, GQ, SD, LE, and 6-4. Like I said, this is the Latin special, and they came on for a little bit. And then it kind of just faded off. Like, they're not really down with it. If I'm not playing, you know, D-Block, Jadakiss, or Styles P, or some shit like that, they don't want to hear it. And that's not, you know what I mean? I know it's Angry Bass Radio Station, let's just speak your mind, but it's like, you know, we speak our minds, it's understandable.
Right.
But you got to work with us at the show, because it's like, I know we speak our mind, but at least kind of get yourself in that mode to be like, okay, well, look, it's Latin Fever. So, fuck it. It's just, we're going to talk about all Latin shit. Don't, who cares about the show? Because it's like, now you're being stupid. But it is what it is. That's why I got to get a crew for certain things. And this would be a good thing. And I didn't really get that much. I don't know who, I mean, how many listeners I got for tonight. I'll find out after the show. But I want to make this, if no other night jumps off, I want to make Latin Fever Fridays the hottest show. My show is high regardless, so I want to make that the most official spot ever, so that I have, because Spanish people, they will spread the word quicker than brothers, unfortunately, because Spanish people are all normally united, and they don't have as much hatred as brothers have towards other brothers. Like, I was working, and this one brother asked me a question, but I had my earphones on purpose, because I didn't want customers, you know, bothering me. And he was, like, asking me, like, where's the Mountain Dew at? And I felt hate, like ignorance. Like, what the fuck is this motherfucker asking me this question for? It shouldn't be like that. You know what I mean? So, it is what it is. But, like I said, I want to have a Latin day. I want to have a day where it's all dance music. You know I mean? For the audience out there that likes trance and dance and, you know, shit like that. The club freestyle mixes. You know what I mean? And that's pretty much it. But Queen Puerto Rico, how you doing?
I'm cool. What's up?
Not much, you know. I wish your ass would have called earlier. No. What'd you say?
I said, Deepa, I couldn't make it popular.
You couldn't make me popular?
I couldn't make it pop. I couldn't call Elio. I couldn't call Elio.
You have a sexy accent. And it's beautiful because you live in Puerto Rico. And I hear that sexy, strong-ass Puerto Rican accent you got. What you got to say? What do you think about that?
I think, when you coming to visit?
Oh, am I coming to visit?
Yep.
If I come to Puerto Rico, what would be the first things you would do?
Well, I can't say that on the radio.
Yeah. Let's go. Let's go. Did you hear about J-Lo?
J-Lo?
Yep.
What happened to
her? J-Lo is going through, is probably on the verge of getting a divorce with her so-called loved one, Mark Anthony.
My goodness. She's had so many loved ones and so many different husbands. Many fucking drama in her life that it's just. J-Lo,
what happened?
J-Lo. J-Lo is J-Lo. Got a little bit of everything.
Yeah, a little bit of everything. It's not right to hate, but I really don't like her. Like, she's like a waste. Seems like she's a waste.
Nah, I just think she has, like, a drama in her life. I don't know, but I don't judge her as a person. She might be a cool in her face. I don't know if...
Yeah.
Yeah, people... I know it's what TV says. TV says,
uh-huh.
Round.
People, we got 30 seconds left. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening in. Please continue to listen, or if you download it, please continue to listen, because there's more to it than me closing out. We're going to continue on this J-Lo business, and just wild out with Queen Puerto Rico. We might do a show tonight. If we do a show tonight, it's going to be at 11 o'clock p.m., 11 to 12 midnight. Hit us up, myspace.com/angry_bastard_radio. Thank you for coming out. Peace. Oh, wait, hold on. Adios. Make sure you tune in next Friday also, because next Friday we will be having another Latin Fever Festival. Welcome to the extra segment of the extraness. You got the beautiful, sexy, big-assed, big-culoded, sexy-lifted, cute-faced it, Puerto Rican on the line, Queen Puerto Rico, holding it the fuck down.
I'm going to actually send this song out to you. I already played it, but I love this song. This song is a shit. You there?
Yeah, I'm listening to you, baby. I'm waiting for you to play the song. Dale, papi, play the song.
Con ella salte. Sing along if you know it, baby girl. Don't be scared.
Hey.
Reported that the Made in Manhattan actress, 4-year-old marriage to Anthony, has hit the rocks, but Jennifer revealed that the claims have been blown out of proportion and her marriage is nowhere close to a divorce. The claims about the duo's collapsing marriage began circulating after Jennifer was spotted without her wedding band. Every time I'm not wearing my ring, people think I'm getting divorced. Divorce is not and had and was never an option. So, I guess that's bullshit. And Jennifer's close friend and her former manager, Benny Medina, has also insisted that the duo are very much together. Jennifer and Mark are committed to the future and to one another. All the rumors are just that rumors. Whatever. I was actually, I think I like negativity sometimes to a certain extent because.
Like negativity, really?
Yeah, because I was all happy, like, yeah, break it up. Because, I don't know if Puffy was the right Moreno for her. I mean, maybe if she was with someone else, that would have been a rap. But it's like, I'm like, damn, man, she dated a brother. Like, what the fuck? Then she went back to Puerto Rican? She needed to come back to the dark side, yeah?
Brother. I don't know what she was thinking, man. Mark Anthony is ugly. And damn, P. Diddy, boy, if it was me, oh, Lord knows.
Yeah. That's what I'm like. I don't know.
What happened?
So what's up, G?
Ain't shit, ma. Latin words. Oh, this should be a classic. This is
you got any advertisements?
Yeah. Advertisements?
No, Arcángel.
What does it begin with?
A. Letter A. A-R.
A-R.
E-A-N. I don't know if it's a J or a G. E-L.
Hold on.
I feel like I'm about to
go. You say it's A-R what?
A-R. C-A, I think, or K. I don't know. It's quite a tongue, man. That's amazing.
Oh. So you're asking me if I got any?
Yes, you got any?
Nah, I don't have that. Yeah, I'm up on it. Yeah. You mean like a box or money? You mean like a box, right?
A what?
You said A-R-C-A?
T-A.
Yeah, you said A-R-C-A, right?
Yeah.
So Archer, right? Arca Archer?
Yeah.
That's a chest or a box. Money box, coffin, or a cell,
that's
right?
Money box, what? Coffin, no, what's up?
It says a chest, box, money.
Nah, I don't know what that is. That's not it.
That's not it?
No, that's not it.
Hold on, I'm gonna try to be smooth real quick. To use this online version of Word, click here. I don't want all this shit. Well, what happened?
I'm wearing your wedding ring. Dude, no, I'm playing. I got wedding jewelry, honey. Really fucking Latino looking. Fucking. And then it's not just any color, it's like a bright peach, looking like a bunny hot pink. I don't know.
Like a bright hot
even
pink.
The ring is, yeah, even the ring is wooden, man. Everything is wood.
What did I just say? Esto forma.
Es fuma, this smoke.
Huh?
Esto fuma.
No, esto fuma.
You're right, Nima. I'm going to have to bounce, baby. I really want to do the show with you and everything, but...
Nah, do your thing, Ma. It's the end of the show anyway.
Vito, papi, I'm so sorry.
Oh, yeah. Mwah, que amo. I hope I said the right shit.
Yeah, you said I love you.
Oh, yeah, let's go. All
right.
You have a good night. How do you say good night in Spanish? Mira. She hung up. All right, let's see. I'm going to look for how you say good night in Spanish, people. How do you say good night in Spanish? Come on. Matter of fact, this is how we're going to do this. Good night. My G's T. Spanish. Good night, Spanish. Oh, come on with the internet shit. I just paid the bill, too. Man, my shit cut off again. It's going to be a problem. It's going to be a serious problem. And this cheesesteak that I ordered better taste good. I'm going to be highly upset. Highly upset. I got 2 slices of pizza. I wanted to get a pie. Highly upset. 6, 7, 8, 9. That's like $10 right there. Hit us up, Angry Bastard Radio, myspace.com/angry_bastard_radio. We're holding it down. I'm your boy GQ. It was a nice show. Thank you for the people that listened. You know, held it down. I will be promoting for the next upcoming show, like, but I'm gonna promote like a day in advance. That's what I'm gonna start doing. Let's see, what else? Like I said, if we do a show, it's not even gonna be 11, I kid you not, because once my food comes in, I'm gonna be starving, I'm gonna, you know, get, you know, all you're gonna hear is see is elbows in the sky, because I'm gonna be eating. But, so if we do a show, it's gonna be 12 midnight. That's probably what we're gonna do. Let's see if I can find this shit. It'll be 12 midnight if we do a show. It'll be 12 to 1. Let's see. Oh, Buenos Noches. I bet. Well, Buenos Noches, Luna. Buenos noches, Luna. Good night, good evening, good day. Wherever. Angry Bastard out. Thank you for tuning in.